Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks, Chris and Amanda. All right, so excuse my nose as I'm getting a lot of bad allergies around here. But anyway, Browns running back Kareem Hunt has asked for a trade. The Browns told him absolutely not. So what's his best strategy here? This kind of goes along with Kevin Durant a little bit.
Yeah.
Should he play it out as hard as he can and hope you don't get hurt and get a big new contract, or save your body and sit out and hope for a big new contract?
Well, if he sits out, he doesn't get paid, right?
Well, he doesn't get paid for this year.
Right, but didn't he already not get paid when he got caught on video hitting that girl?
Yeah, that's true.
So he's already given up
a
lot.
Thing.
Yeah, he's already given up a lot of income. I don't know if he has that club in his bag to take another year off. I think he just has to show up and play.
He played 9 games and ran for 380 yards last year. Come on.
Yeah, but he scored 11 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He's a pretty effective weapon.
He is.
I mean, he made that his 11 touchdowns may have been more than Chubb. Nick Chubb's great, and he's the best running back they have, but I can't remember if he had – I think he did have more than 11, but Kareem scoring 11 touchdowns is pretty significant.
Kareem, though, had 5.
No, he had 5 rushing and 6 receiving. So the Kareem Hunt is valuable to someone.
If I'm Cleveland, I'm like, go pound sand. Get to camp. That's it. I mean, if I'm an owner, I'm like, come on. Everybody doesn't get to demand a trade. Everybody doesn't get to do it.
Well, apparently everyone does.
Just because Kevin Durant does doesn't mean everybody else gets to demand a trade, Kareem Hunt.
Well, he's trying.
Yeah,
good for him.
I don't think he has much room to maneuver, though, Greg. I think he's got to – if they say no, shut up and get to camp, I think he has to. I don't think – you know, running back, the average running back career is 3 years. He's already missed a whole year.
Yeah.
When he's with the Chiefs, so – I think he's got to show up.
Something just in the water in Cleveland. All right, so the next
Bobcat.
One. Bobcat. Oh, thank you. Thanks, Jan, my mom. Most mascots aren't the greatest, but there are some good ones, like Rampage and Bailey with the Kings.
Love Rampage and love Bailey both.
Agreed. But have you seen the Mariners' new mascot?
No.
It's Tucker the Puppy Dog. It is a real-life puppy dog that runs around the stadium, and it's extremely cute. So how do you prefer your mascots, real or in costume?
Now, I'm looking at Mariner Moose,
yeah,
the mascot.
But they have
the dog is an actual live dog that someone brought into the clubhouse.
Oh, I don't think you can go wrong with puppies. I mean, I would have a basket full of puppies.
Did I read the story wrong?
That would be fantastic.
I actually like the fact that most of our teams, Dodgers,
nothing,
Lakers,
nothing,
no mascot. The teams that need help
Flippers.
At the gate. Yeah, Chuck the Duck. I like Bailey because of who he's named after.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a great Twitter follower, too.
Yeah.
Whoever's Bailey's operating.
Great.
I don't know if, for those of you who don't know the story, Ace Bailey was the Kings' director of scouting, was killed in one of the 9/11 planes. So they named the mascot Bailey and gave him number 72. Mace, you remember why he's number 72?
Because.
Greg, do you remember?
72
Bailey
was the year he was
72.
Born.
Nope.
72.
It's a little bit of a middle finger to the rest of the NHL.
Something to do with Bruce McNall?
Nope. Average temperature in Los Angeles year round is 72 degrees.
I love that.
Bailey is named after Ace Bailey, the scouting director, and 72 is the average temp in LA year round.
Nice.
Perfect. All right, next.
Bobcat.
And Jorge,
yeah.
What you got?
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Remember the story I told you about Klondike, how they were discontuing the Choco Taco after 40
yeah,
years?
Yeah, that was a travesty.
Did someone save it?
No.
Are they bringing it back?
Yeah, they're bringing it back. So now my initial thought was like, man, this was just a whole marketing stunt, right? Like they
oh,
say.
Oh,
so
interesting.
What do you think? Do you think it was on purpose or were they really trying to cancel the Choco Taco?
If they were
canceling the Choco Taco.
Canceling.
Yeah. Everybody's getting canceled now. The Choco Taco, everybody.
Coolaku.
Yeah, so what do you guys think?
You know, the way you've laid this out, It'd be a little bit brilliant if this was all set up.
Yeah.
Just to, like, if they had a meeting and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to announce the end of the Choco Taco, and everyone will go crazy, and then we'll bring it back, and we'll get a whole bunch of free
prizes. Yes.
That's really
smart. I think if that's what's going on there, they are geniuses.
Good for whoever thought of that.
That's very, very smart, and the Choco Taco is back. That's the most important news. That's the headline here. Choco Taco back.
Yeah.
Not canceled.
Bobcat.
Not cancel the Choco Taco.
Stop canceling ice cream sandwiches.
Discontinue, whatever, same thing.
It's okay.
I like canceled better. That makes
sense. I like canceled.
Better.
It's perfect.
All right. So let's just say that Mike Tyson has had an interesting life.
That's for sure.
He tattooed his face. He's been in movies. And he owns a weed business. So, of course, the story of his life is actually pretty interesting. Well, Tyson is very upset with Hulu right now as they are doing a biopic about his life called Mike.
Is a biopic the same as a biopic?
Oh, is it different? Is it biopic?
Biopic.
Yeah.
Biopic?
Canceled. What? Discontinued. Same thing.
Yeah, no.
What is a biopic? I've heard biopic of
biopic. Biopic got canceled.
Biopic is... Biopic is if you've got a pain in your stomach, you need to biopsy your stomach.
Yeah, so a biopic.
Yeah.
I didn't see the dash if there was one.
Yeah.
My bad. Let's see. So now I lost my space. So a biopic about his life called Mike.
Right.
How do you feel about movies about real-life people without the consent of the person?
Better than movies with the consent of the person.
I want
to see the unvarnished version of the truth, and it's not necessarily the truth, the objective truth. But it tells a story. And if you're a public figure, you do not own your life rights. Somebody is allowed to do this. And it doesn't preclude Mike Tyson from doing his own project at some point. But he's lived a very public life. We know a lot of stuff. And because you're a celebrity, you don't get to shut down projects, even if you're not authorizing them.
I think one of the reasons why the Lakers as a team didn't really embrace Winning Time is that they have their own Hulu documentary series coming out. Called Legacy that's later this month on Hulu, and they consider that to be like the real story of the Lakers. And so when they represent Jerry West as some raving lunatic that is curled up in a ball in his underwear on the floor,
that was a great scene.
Yeah, they get kind of bent. But I would, you know, it seems weird that Mike is complaining about something he hasn't seen yet. Like, some of these biopics have actually turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Ray, about Ray Charles.
It was fantastic.
Was
now,
good.
He was that was authorized.
But I think...
My friend Stuart Benjamin.
Bohemian Rhapsody was good. I think the Elton John movie was good.
Rocket Man.
Yeah, let's see what Hulu does with Mike Tyson's.
I'm sure it's not comfortable not controlling your life.
Right.
Not controlling your life story, I'm sure, is an uncomfortable thing. But it's going to happen, so you might as well find a way to embrace the parts of it you like.
To be fair, that's why I'm not going to watch anything of the Derek Jeter documentary.
I've watched every episode. The last episode airs this Thursday. Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I watched the first two episodes and lost interest and turned it off and didn't go back to it.
Yep, never going back.
It's too milquetoast. There's no edge to it.
Well, Derek Jeter is kind of that way. Next, please.
Bobcat.
Dr. Sandra Lee has a very successful YouTube page, or at least she used to.
Hey, Sandy.
She has 7.5 million subscribers, nice. But YouTube is now saying her videos are too graphic. Lee is also known as Dr. Pimple Popper, and her videos show her popping pimples.
Ugh.
Do you think this is too graphic, or is YouTube being a bit too much?
YouTube's being a bit too much. We are under no obligation to watch anything. So, and YouTube is something you would need to seek out.
Yes.
And then
search pimple popping.
Yeah, and then hit play. If you don't want to watch pimples being popped, don't watch it. YouTube's being uppity
YouTube
here.
Is being really, really obstinate here. I mean, it can live there and nobody is required. It's not a pre-roll. Like, you're not tuning
pre-roll like at the workshop.
Hitting a video and then getting pimple popping on your way to the actual
yes,
video.
You actually have to seek it out.
Yeah.
You have to go find pimple.
All right, you did it again.
Oh, we lost you again. But anyway, like, I don't know. It's gross. Like, seeing the pimples popping is just, it's too much for me. But I'm not going to go search it out, to your point. So I'm not okay with it. But people seem to really like it. And I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm going to go to the next one, please. Yeah, we will.
Bobcat.
Bob, thank you very much. So let's kick it off the planet time because that's the last one I got. I will give you my headset afterwards. Oh, no, you can take that one. We're just going to tell you live on air. We're switching headphones from Steve Mason.
We never have problems on remotes.
I know.
I mean.
This is your. This is why you love him so much,
I know.
John.
All right, I can't imagine.
Is he? Is his?
I can't imagine any of this happening.
Okay.
Yep. Nope. You're still
no,
not with
you're
us.
Not a,
but,
you're not actually here.
Right,
I'm going to ask the question
just
and
go.
Then give it to you. Kick it off the planet. Beatles or Rolling Stones? John, go first.
Can't get rid of the Beatles.
Well, you like they were gone forever.
Yeah.
Never existed.
Can't get rid of the Beatles.
So you're kicking the Stones off the
planet?
Yeah,
I love the Rolling Stones, but I'm kicking them out.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of the Beatles.
Beatles are too significant, too much of their – you think they're – is that one
I
of the ones
the
you think is overrated?
No, Elvis is overrated. Elvis is massive.
Yeah, I'm kicking – I'm not a big Rolling Stones
What's
fan.
What's wrong with you? Elvis is not overrated. He's the king.
He's the king.
No. He was not the king.
You can't be higher than the king.
He stole all the stuff to make himself the king.
Yeah. I would kick the Stones off the planet. Not a big Stones fan. I actually went to a Stones concert with John and left early.
Yeah.
You left early?
I did. He left before Sympathy for the Devil.
I left during the, you know, when they're pretending like they're not going to come back out and then they actually do come back out. What do they call that? Yeah, the encore. It's like I left before the encore. I'm like, okay, I get it. I've seen the Stones. I've got it. Understand the experience.
That's
not
wild.
A big fan of the
Did you
music.
Stay, John, for the
oh,
whole
John
thing.
Did. John, yeah.
So you saw Sympathy
John's
for the Devil.
A huge Stones fan.
Yours, so that's, I'm shocked then. Because I actually thought because you're such a big Stones fan that you would get rid of the Beatles.
Yeah, you can't get rid of the Beatles. They're too significant.
Yes.
They're the most impactful music group in the history of music.
So this was not a good kick it off the planet, Ben.
No, Rolling
Was this Ben's idea?
Rolling Stones are great.
Yeah, Rolling Stones are
There is a documentary series on the channel Epic that started on the Rolling Stones last night. I'm recording the whole thing. I'll watch the whole thing. They've had longevity like no other band, but there is only one Beatles.
Yep.
And you can't get rid of them.
You know what's really underrated?
What?
Longevity. Longevity counts. It's funny. I was talking to Bill Plachke a while back. And, you know, Bill has been writing for the L.A. Times since the 40s, I think.
Nah, well, since the 80s.
Him
and Jim Murray came up together.
He's been there forever. And there's something to be said for that, for lasting a long time. The way the Stones have, the way
well,
the legacy of the Beatles have.
It's very rare in music that you can have a career as a musician start to finish and never have to give it up. Elton John, Billy Joel, you know, the Rolling Stones. Most of the time, bands break up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So that makes it different.
All right, that'll do it for Bobcat.
Boy, it was sort of anticlimactic.
I'm sorry.
After
that
all that.
We have to come up with these kick it off the planets every day, and sometimes they're good.
Was that Ben's idea?
We were discussing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw him under the
bus.
Ben
is our engineer. Who did you kick off the planet?
No, I knew that he was such a
Stones fan.
Yeah, I love the Stones, but you can't. The Beatles are too big.
All right, coming back next, let's talk about what happened at Dodger Stadium this weekend. The Dodgers just bombed the Padres, 20-4.
Yes, it was not close.
Was the weekend score totals? And is JB going to come on?
Yep, JB
Long
is going
to come
on
next.
Too.
We'll do that too. We are live from Rams training camp in Irvine, and all of our coverage is brought to you by your Southern California Hyundai dealers. It's your journey. Own it with Hyundai. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Voice of the Rams, what are you doing, man?
Hey, Johnny Mace, I know you guys were here last week, but I haven't really seen you and talked to you since the Mandy's, which were phenomenal.
That's right.
That great?
And I missed the softball, which was fun to follow on social, too. So,
yeah,
it's been great. You're having a good summer.
Big summer. Yeah,
a lot going on.
What do you do, just golf all day?
I golfed yesterday.
Yeah, there you go.
How'd you do?
I played pretty well.
Good.
Down here at Pelican for the first time.
That's an awesome course.
Wow.
Yeah.
I treated myself while the wife and kids were away.
Nice. I love it down there.
So how do you get ready for the season? Like, are you in training camp right now yourself? Are you doing two-a-days? How are you getting ready for the season?
Yeah, I mean, I expect you to say you look bigger, stronger, faster.
Bigger, stronger,
ready
faster.
For a career year. Isn't that what
you look like
you want
to hit somebody.
Best shape of my life. It is a lot of working ahead as much as you can. You know, John and I were just talking about when your schedule comes out for the Rams earlier than for the Lakers.
Right.
But for football, you can start to work ahead, refreshing your Buffalo Bills board.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you would know better than me because you study these things, but I looked at the Rams' schedule. It's hard.
It's a beast.
Yeah. It's like harder than it's been, right? That's not just me?
Yeah, I don't have total visibility to say toughest ever or toughest that the Rams have ever played, but when you think about playing a championship schedule, you win your division,
right,
you're going to play the first place
team. Would you say as tough of a schedule that since you've had the job?
I would say it's the most competitive,
yeah,
but also the easiest when it comes to miles traveled.
So good.
You're going to get the Cowboys, you're going to get the Packers, you're going to get the Buccaneers, and you cross over with the AFC West, which is the division everyone's talking about this year as the best in the National Football League.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I just see. I mean, you got Tampa, you got Kansas City. The Raiders could be good. Green Bay, Denver could be good. Chargers.
They don't leave the time zone though until November.
Is that right?
Yeah,
which is great
for a West Coast team. That never happens.
Yeah. And
now, are you actually ready for the Buffalo game? Like, if they were going to kick off right now, do you have everything together?
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
weeks in advance.
But those are two of the best teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
So you know,
last time I saw Josh Allen, he was just throwing touchdown pass after touchdown pass.
Last time I saw him, Aaron Donald was dragging him down a couple of fumbles, nearly brought
him
all the way back from down 28-3.
That's
so
right.
I can't wait for the rematch.
Yeah, that was a great game, the one in Buffalo. The Rams came all the way back and barely ended up losing at the end. JB, as I look at this team, I'm going to throw a couple of things that I say, huh, I wonder if they're okay. Running back, they're going to play Daryl Henderson and Cam Akers as kind of a tag team. They have enough running backs?
I think so. It was great to see Kyron Williams, their draft pick out of Notre Dame, getting on the field off the PUP list and joining them today, recovering from his foot injury that he suffered during the offseason program. Hopefully they don't require his services right away, early on the front half of the schedule. But I like what they have at running back. You can never have enough. Running back and corner, it seems like the two you can never have enough of, especially now that it's a 17-game regular season. But I think those top two are phenomenal. And I also think they're going to catch as many footballs as any running backs have by committee in the Sean McVay era.
Right. How, the other thing I was going to ask you about is how big of a loss is Von Miller, in your opinion?
I mean, look, Aaron Donald had two walk-off shots on that Super Bowl run. Like, he was the best player on the planet again. But Von Miller was as highly graded a defensive player in that postseason as there was in the National Football League. And Aaron said it. If you rewind time, Aaron said, your arrival, your influence is why we are here. It's why we played the way that we did.
Because he was tying up at least one and sometimes two of the other team's best blockers.
And then just sentimentally, he brought a replica Lombardi trophy and he put it down there in the facility and says, this is what we're playing for.
Yeah.
It's a visual reminder each day.
You know, it's funny. I was looking at the video that they put up of you at the Mandy Awards. You and I think who was it?
DeMarcus, it was MJD.
MJD. Mm-hmm. And it was calling the moment that the Rams actually won the Super Bowl and seeing your reaction and the way you did. And I just talked to Les Snead about this. You know, when I was at that game and season ticket holder, didn't miss a game all year, it seems like a blur to me. It just seems like a blur.
Yeah.
Has it settled in for you?
Well, thank goodness they made 20-carat rings.
Oh, that's
right. So that no one could ever forget.
Did you get one?
Our disbelief. I do have one.
Nice.
Yes. I don't think mine is quite as nice as.
Yeah, I have the same. I have the same one from the Lakers in 2020. It's very nice. I'm very grateful for it. It's not going to be confused with LeBron's ring. All right.
You have a physical commemoration that that did happen.
Yeah.
No matter where you go or how fast you blow past it, you can look back on that moment for sure. And I will say, look, like most people, I don't like hearing myself. I don't like seeing myself. But what I do love about those videos, and John can attest to this too, is how many people there are with you every Sunday to make each broadcast.
Right.
And we have so many people in our booth who are lifelong Rams fans that to live that next to them was special.
Yeah.
JB, I read an article, I think it was yesterday, some guy in Yahoo wrote that the Rams, like most teams that win the Super Bowl, were incredibly lucky last year.
Mm.
That the first thing is they probably were going to lose that game in Tampa until Tampa tried some ridiculous blitz at the end of the game that Matthew Stafford sniffed
for
out.
The love of the game!
And then the guy from the Niners dropped that sure interception. Which probably would have given that game for the Niners. And then even in the Super Bowl, the Bengals took the lead late. I think that you kind of make your own luck, but I wonder what you think. How much was luck a factor in your opinion?
You mean like the Broncos being willing to trade Von Miller midseason,
and
OBJ talking his way out of Cleveland so that he could just be there available?
Yeah,
I think all that adds up.
or even that, like, you know, that future Hall of Famer, Eric Weddle, was in shape and studying your scheme 2 years into retirement down in San Diego and standing by to replace Jordan Fuller. There were so many stars that had to align, and I think I have more than ever profound appreciation for what it takes to get to that point. But I do think there's a cultural element to it, John, to withstand a winless November and not to crumble under all
expectations. I agree with you.
God, that was such a bad month. Well, that was so
I know you do some, JB, when you're not doing Ram games, you do some UCLA basketball games. John Wooden used to say that the definition of luck is where preparation meets opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a little of that going on, that they just kept trying to, okay, we'll bring in OBJ. We'll bring in Von Miller. Eric Weddle's been out for 2 years. We'll bring him in anyway. And it all kind of worked. I mean, so I think they kind of made their own luck. I think it's unfair to say they were luckier than any other
Super Bowl team. Yeah, but it requires the stars to line up. I mean, it does require that. And they did line up for us last year.
If they don't blow the lead in Week 18 at home against the San Francisco 49ers, they might have been playing that NFC Championship game against Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Field rather than at home.
Different story. Niners going to Dallas.
Just weird the way that all.
Yeah.
When you look at the division, I think Seattle's going to be down this year. I just think you go into this with no quarterback.
That's two wins for us.
Yeah, I think that you go in with no quarterback, it's not going to be good. Arizona or San Francisco? Who do you think's better?
I think Arizona is better. And I would say normally on the front half of the schedule is when they play their best football, except now they're without DeAndre Hopkins for the first six.
Right.
So
right.
Until I know what it really looks like with Trey Lance at the helm, it's tough to say. But the way that San Francisco plays the Rams differentiates it to me because, you know, the Cardinals have been world beaters, but McVay's only lost to them once in 5 years. So if you had to ask a Rams fan, who would you rather play in a winner-take-all scenario, like Arizona gives you the better odds. But I do think the roster in Arizona is good enough to be better, but I just trust what San Francisco is because of the head-to-head experiences we have against them.
God, I hate the San Francisco 49ers.
Isn't it great to have that rivalry back at full tilt?
Like,
yeah, it really is.
This on they're really before. Good. You might hate them. I respect them, man. They're good.
I hate them.
Shanahan's good.
And the players are starting to talk about it, too. Like, it matters to Jimmy Ward and Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald came out and said he hates the 49ers. Yeah.
I mean, look at Giants, Dodgers, and Warriors, Lakers for all the years and years, and now it feels like at the NFL part of the equation, it's rising.
Hey, I'm just curious. What do you remember about the Super Bowl more than anything else?
Oh.
I mean, that had to have been a whirlwind day for you.
It's a long day. It's a long day. And, you know, the crescendo that was the NFC Championship game sets expectations so high because that was the best sporting event I've ever been a part of.
The NFC Championship.
And it was almost like a college game, the way that the fans were half Niners, half Rams. It was crazy.
I remember trying to get to sleep on Saturday night before.
Yeah.
I remember just thinking, you know, through all the names that I wanted it for, from like Andrew Whitworth, knowing that he was going to retire and play in the Bengals, to Kevin Demoff and so many others throughout the Rams organization that had set that moment, the opportunity to host the best Super Bowl that's ever been and to win it as kind of the guiding light of this organization.
That's so great.
I mean, you don't want to celebrate or anticipate it, but you knew what the consequences were, and that made it so much richer.
Hey, JB, thanks for coming over and hanging out, man.
Thank you guys for coming back to, to UC Irvine.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, as you can see, it's very difficult on us here. Tough setup.
Two remotes for Mason and Ireland. That's phenomenal. That's
what the Rams. Are you kidding
champions.
Me?
Yeah.
It's the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, win the Lombardi Trophy. We'll follow you anywhere. That's the good news.
Thanks, JB. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, man. Good to see you.
All right, we are live at Rams training camp, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings and the best happy hour in SoCal. Tons of awesome $3 to $6 food and drinks weekdays. I'm terrible at reading that. From 3 to 6, don't miss out. Happy hour at Buffalo Wild Wings. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Man, I'm looking at Game of Games. The score so far in the month of August, Bergman won, Lara won, Beto won, Jacob Imrani won, Jorge won, Funch won, Ireland won.
Who's missing?
Me! I have yet to win, but it's your game today.
And you're going to be the favorite.
Oh, good.
All right.
I need one
so
to go
you,
my
this
way.
Could be your day.
Need one to go my way. So
Cappy's going to play.
Oh, good. Cappy's going to be here. So I don't want to oversell this, but I've got something cool planned for everybody tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, 2
okay.
o'clock, got something cool planned.
Sounds fun. I mean, you have social involved now too.
I was told to get social involved. Yeah. Yeah, invited social. It's going to be worth some pictures. It'll be good. It'll be fun. So that's tomorrow at 2.
Thanks,
hey,
buddy.
Ireland, I wanted to circle back to the Dodgers. At this point, and I know Manny Machado
are
said.
Are they off tonight, Greg? Or they are.
They're off tonight. They play 2 versus Minnesota, and then they're off again on Thursday.
Minnesota's good, too.
Yeah, lead their division.
So Manny Machado says, not concerned, not bothered. They've lost 8 of 10 to the Dodgers. They get swept by a combined score of 20-4 in the weekend that they actually landed Juan Soto. What does that say? Should they be concerned?
Well, I don't understand Manny Machado. I just don't. I mean, I mentioned the play you were at on Saturday night. Somebody that ground ball to him at 30 booted it. And he just walked after the ball, allowing Trey Turner and Mookie Betts to just go to second and third. And I just don't think he cares to the level that the Dodger players care. Now, maybe he'll prove me wrong, but Machado seems like a guy who is literally just – he knows he's talented. He thinks he can just show up and play, and he doesn't put any effort.
One of our listeners, if I remember right, Bill, said when we were having this conversation earlier – that he thinks Manny doesn't love the game. He doesn't love the game.
There are basketball players like that.
They're about the life and not about the game.
Yeah,
and is that what Manny Machado is?
But he's so talented.
He's so talented.
I mean, he's such a great hitter. He's a gold glover.
19 homers and 60 RBIs. You can get that. You can get that production from other people.
Yeah, but I'm very glad he's not on the Dodgers anymore.
Oh,
I just don't trust him.
I'll tell you, being there on Saturday – I don't think that's as much booing as I've heard a Dodger crowd do in a long time. The Astros probably the exception, obviously. When Altuve came in, right? We were at that game.
Yeah.
But I think of all the players, they really don't like Manny Machado.
Well, and then I think the thing is where he says, I'm not going to be Johnny Hustle.
Yeah.
And then he goes out and proves it.
It's not his
cup
of tea.
Doesn't hustle. I think the Dodgers are in a really good spot. There's two things that worry me about the Dodgers. One, they're starting pitching with Kershaw going on the injured list and Buehler already there is going to be, I'll use the word suspect when the postseason starts. I know Tony Gonsolin's had an unbelievable year.
Tyler Anderson's
been great.
Julio's been great.
Those are your three starters if the playoffs started today.
Right.
So they're untested. So that's the one thing.
Thankfully, the playoffs don't start today.
Right. So you got time to get through.
Yeah,
the other thing is, I still don't trust Kimbrel.
I don't trust him either. I don't trust him. I'll tell you who I trust. I trust that Evan Phillips, man. That guy gets out of
He pitched the eighth last night. They brought in Kimbrel to pitch the ninth. I agree with throwing Kimbrel out there with this big lead to see if he can figure it out. But if the playoffs started tomorrow, I feel the way – Greg, I felt about Kenley last year. Don't put him in.
No, yeah, they're very much like that. But also on September 1st, I think it's supposed to be that Blake Treinen's supposed to come back.
So is that the target?
The target is September 1st.
Treinen to Phillips.
Or Phillips to Treinen.
Phillips to Treinen.
Yeah, so it depends on what's going on. I mean, look, Kimbrel's actually had some clean innings for the last week or so. which has been nice. Well, not clean.
There's
clean
just never anything drama free. As a matter of fact, last night he got the first two guys out, and I go, oh, he's going to get through a clean inning. And then he gave up a walk to Soto, and I thought, oh, great, somebody's going to hit a home run, but he got out of it.
Yeah, as long as he gets out of it, though. But there's a lot of guys that are going to come back. Dustin May is supposed to come back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
so that's
Daniel
another
Hudson
guy.
May come back.
Well, and the other thing they got to figure out is Bellinger is starting to hit. He had two home runs last night. Muncy's starting to hit a little bit. But
yeah, Muncy had that home run.
Can you play Muncy and Bellinger in the postseason if they're both hitting under 200?
It's not so much about the batting average itself. It matters. Being below 200 is ridiculous. But if they're
but if all the other numbers are bad too, the on base percentage,
correct,
the slugging, all of them.
Yes, but I mean Muncy, for example, his on base percentage is shooting up over the last.
It
week
is.
And a half.
He's got 60 walks and 293 at bats.
Yeah. So and now his on base is like 320 something or 315. Like it's going. It's starting to go up.
Yeah,
so that's
a
positive.
I think that they are going to work it out. And by the way, I think it's going to be a lot of mix and match, which is what we've seen. I love Trace out there. Just fields everything. He's just a fantastic fielder. Covers so much ground. Such a dynamic.
Yeah, you just wonder who the odd person out's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to depend on the night, right? So you face a right-hander.
No, I'm talking about for the postseason in the playoffs, assuming everybody's back.
Yeah.
You can't have Trace, Joey Gallo, Muncy, Bellinger, Taylor. You have one too many people. So, assuming Justin Turner comes back.
He's going back this week, I think.
Yeah, one of those guys is the odd man out. And I don't know who. I hope it's Gallo.
Well, no. But I think if it's against a right-hander, I think Gallo starts. And against a left-hander, I think Trace
But
starts.
I'm talking about in the postseason
right.
roster for
right,
the first
that,
series.
That could be the postseason roster.
There's not room for all of them unless you get rid of a pitcher.
Then you're getting rid of Taylor in that situation. You can't
get rid of Taylor.
Right. No. So you got to either like
got to play Taylor and left Lux. It's, yeah,
whoever between
really no
those
room.
Two guys, Thompson and Gallo, are playing better is going to get that extra
right,
spot.
But it is also a lefty-righty thing.
Sure.
Gallo's a lefty,
have...
which gives them a matchup advantage.
Yes, it's a lefty power bat, but he's also struck out five of the eight at-bats that he's
oh,
had
yeah,
so far
no,
as
I'm
a
not,
Dodger.
I'm not defending what he's doing at the plate.
And a lot depends on what you're going to do with Muncy. For example, you figure Taylor's going to play – or Turner's going to play third. Do you play Muncy or Lux at second?
Either or.
I mean, I would play Lux at second or DH him. I mean, he's one of our best hitters.
All right, so put him at DH, then you play Muncy at second and put Taylor in left?
Yes.
And then your two hitters off the bench are Trace and Gallo, but I still think that's one more roster spot than they have.
You can hold 25.
No,
13.
Alberto also.
He's in. He's in for sure because he can play all the infield.
And then what's the story on Miguel Vargas?
He's going to go down.
Altman will go down. Yeah. I hope Trace is on the postseason roster.
Yeah, me too.
He's been great. He's a great defensive player. That's the biggest part of it.
Run prevention is a gigantic part of
huge.
I mean, when you think of that outfield.
Gallo is a good defensive outfielder.
He's a very good one. If you think of that outfield with Trace or Gallo in left, both really, really good fielders.
Or Taylor.
Or Taylor.
Who had a great play in left yesterday.
Yes, he did. And you put Bellinger in center and Mookie in right. You've got a dynamic defensive outfield.
It's a great outfield, which makes a huge, huge defensive run save. That's what you're just talking
exactly.
about. That all of a sudden, when you have that in your outfield, that they can get to any ball in the outfield, anybody that's out there, it makes it very, very difficult to score against that team.
Yeah.
So did you guys see where Bill Simmons came out and said the Mookie Betts trade was the worst trade in any sport of his lifetime?
Well, I mean, he's a Red Sox fan.
Right. But
they got nothing.
Yeah.
They got Verdugo. Did they get anybody else?
I still can't believe the Dodgers got him.
Jeter Downs was in that.
Yeah.
Not doing very well.
Just a terrible trade for Boston.
Red Sox. Okay, so here it is. Red Sox get Jeter Downs.
Who probably got sent back down now at this point.
Yeah. He might not even be a major leaguer.
Alex Verdugo.
Struggling.
And Connor Wong.
It was a
three-team trade. It was a catcher. Not a successful trade by any stretch. I don't think Verdugo is going to be who we thought he was going to be. By the way, if Friedman's trading, chances are he's not going to pan out. There's a reason guys wind up connected to these deals. He doesn't give up a lot of guys. Jordan Alvarez is the exception, a big one.
For Josh Fields.
For Josh Fields.
Terrible trade, but you didn't know at the time.
No, I had no idea. But, I mean, generally speaking, he trades the right guys and keeps the ones that are going to have careers. Let's do a little game of games. We're live at Rams training camp. Just us now. Just nobody else is here.
We've exhausted all fans, media, players.
The it's just us.
King of the world!
Game of Games is next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, here we go. Brought to you by our friend Jacob Abrani, who is officially now the sponsor of Game of Games. Call Jacob.com. Today is Ireland's game. As I mentioned a little while ago, it is a flat-footed tie between
seven-way tie.
Seven people. Bergman won, Laura won, Beto won, Jacob Abrani won, Jorge won, Funch won, Ireland won. Hey, why not Cappy won? Hey, Cappy, what's going on, man?
Wait, Jacob.
Boat.
Wait. Lead boat. Jacob and Ronnie has one?
Yeah, he won. He won
when we were at Rams camp last week.
Yeah, he's the new sponsor of Game of Games, and so he gets to play once a week, and he actually cleaned up on us.
Like, you guys legitimately, he won, or you guys set him up for victory?
Yeah, no, I took him to overtime, Cap. It was just me and him in the tiebreaker, and he beat me in the tiebreaker.
There was no fix, believe me. He won legit.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. If it were Mace, I would think he handed it off. But if it's Ireland, he's a man of integrity.
No.
He wants to win.
Yes, I absolutely tried to win. Okay, so since we're at Rams camp, let's see who knows their Rams history.
This is a
multiple choice, so anybody can win. Here we go.
I
have eight questions and a tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right. Where did the Wolf, John Wolford, go to college? A, North Carolina State. B, Vanderbilt. Or C, Wake Forest. NC State, Vanderbilt, or Wake. Jorge.
I'll go B. B.
Are you going Vanderbilt? Greg.
NC State.
NC State. Cap.
Wake Forest.
Going Wake. Mace.
Yeah, it's either.
NC State, Vanderbilt, or Wake.
NC State.
Scott Kaplan takes the lead. John Wolford went to Wake Forest. All right, here we go. Who is the Rams' all-time leader in passing yards? Is it A, Kurt Warner, B, Jim Everett, or C, Roman Gabriel? Greg, Warner, Everett, or Gabriel?
Warner.
Okay, Cap.
Warner.
Mace.
Everett.
Jorge.
Warner.
Steve Mason has tied the game. The answer is Jim Everett.
Wow. Yeah, I knew that one cold.
Yeah. Okay. Question three. Which one of these coaches leads the Rams with the most career victories? Okay. Most career victories is the Rams head coach. Is it A, John Robinson, B, Chuck Knox, or C, Sean McVay? Cap, Robinson, Knox, or McVay?
I'm going to say McVay.
Okay, Mace.
I am going to say Ground Chuck Knox.
Jorge.
Swag, Knox.
Knox and Bergman.
I think it's Knox.
All four of you, incorrect. The answer is
Robinson?
John Robinson.
Wow.
Has the most career wins with the Rams. All right, so far, Mace won, Kaplan won, Bergman and Jorge yet to scratch. All right, last year, Cooper Kupp broke the Rams team record for most receptions in a season with 145. The previous record was 119. Who was the receiver that had 119 catches in one season? Was it A, Isaac Bruce in 1995, B, Torrey Holt in 2003, or C, Cooper Kupp in 2019? Mace, Bruce, Holt, or Kupp?
I'm going to go Torrey Holt.
Torrey Holt. Jorge.
Was it Bruce? You said Bruce?
Yeah.
I'll go Bruce.
You going there? Okay, Greg.
I'm going to go with who is it?
Bruce, Holt, or Kupp?
I think Kupp broke his own record.
Okay, Cap.
I'm also going Kupp.
Jorge is on the board. Isaac Bruce. In 1995.
I know it was one of those
Really?
Guys.
In 95? Right,
so,
Yeah, really? 95.
Yeah, so it is.
I thought it was Flipper Anderson.
Jorge won. Mason won. Kaplan won. Bergman yet to scratch. All right.
I should be doing better in this game.
Here we go. Who was the Rams' leading rusher last season? Was it A, Cam Akers, B, Daryl Henderson, or C, Sony Michel? Jorge, Akers, Henderson, or Michel?
Henderson.
Greg.
Michel.
Mace, or Cap, sorry, Cap.
I'm going to go with Henderson. Yes, Henderson.
Okay, Mace.
I am going to go with Akers.
Greg Bergman has tied the game.
Wow.
It was Sony Michel, and it wasn't close.
Wow. He did
remember
come on
Akers,
like gangbusters.
Akers and Henderson both spent a lot of time hurt. Michel had almost 800 yards in rushing.
I was going to go with Sony Michel, but Greg, you and I have been so on the same page that we've been wrong so often, I just decided to go in a different direction. So it's 1-1-1-1.
Yep, ladies and gentlemen, the score is 1 for everybody. Let me see how many of these I have left as it's wide open. 1, 2, 3 left and a tiebreak.
Okay, right, here we go.
All right. What was the final score of the Super Bowl last February?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Was it A, 23-20, mm-hmm. B, 24-21, or C, 30-27? Bergman, A, B, or C?
Oh, I don't remember. 24-21.
Okay. Cap.
30-27.
Mace.
24-21 is one of the options.
Okay. Jorge.
20-23.
Jorge has the Rams won it 23-20. Mace, you were there.
How many times have I said today? It was a blur.
Yeah.
It was a blur.
All right, Jorge's got the lead. I'll make him go first.
Okay.
We have two more. All right. Which one of these teams, Jorge, has Sean McVay never worked for?
Ooh.
A, Tampa Bay. B, San Francisco, or C, Washington? Tampa Bay, San Francisco, or Washington? Jorge.
San Francisco.
All right, Greg.
San Francisco.
Mace.
San Francisco.
Cap.
San Fran.
You guys are all correct. So nice. It's 3-2. Yeah.
He coached with Shanahan in Washington.
Right.
And he coached with Gruden in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I thought it might throw one of you guys off, it didn't, was his grandfather ran the 49ers.
Right. Ran the John McVay, yeah.
Yeah, for a lot of years. Okay. We got two more left. Jorge still has a lead by one. Jorge. Oh, I'm sorry. We have one more left.
One more.
This is it.
Oh,
Jorge,
wow.
You get this and you win it. All right. Jorge, which one of these three Rams is the oldest? Okay. A, Cooper Kupp, B, Allen Robinson, or C, Jalen Ramsey?
Oof.
Which one is the oldest? Kupp, Robinson, or Ramsey? Jorge.
I'll go with Robinson.
Okay, Greg.
That's what I was going to go with too, but I can't, so I'll go with Kupp.
Okay, Cap.
I also believe it's Robinson.
Okay.
And Jorge has pushed us into the corner.
So you got to pick something else.
Pick something else.
Because he took Robinson.
Okay,
you want to go?
Do it. Kupp, Robinson, or
Ramsey.
You know what?
I'm going Ramsey.
Yeah, in a weird way. How
Mace
about Ramsey?
Is going Ramsey?
Yeah, I'll go Ramsey.
Greg Bergman has tied.
Let's go.
Cooper Kupp is 29.
Wow.
Allen Robinson is 28.
Damn.
And Jalen Ramsey is 27.
So we had a tie,
It's a tiebreaker between Jorge Briones and Greg Bergman.
Good One comeback. Of us can have two.
Good comeback.
Somebody's going to take the lead
for
the month.
Here we go, Jorge.
Okay. How many uniform numbers have been retired by the Rams closest without going over? Greg Bergman, how many?
Let's go with 8.
George, how many?
I'll go 7.
7?
Okay.
He's not saying that was a bad guess, so I think he got it right on.
The answer: Bob Waterfield, Marshall Faulk, Eric Dickerson, Merlin Olsen, Deacon Jones, Jackie Slater, Isaac Bruce, and Jack Youngblood.
Bergman hit it on the nose.
You win both showcases, Bergman.
Wow.
Nice come from behind.
Wow.
There.
Yeah, really good win.
And you nice came job, all the way back.
Bergman now leads the month. How about that?
Look at that.
So, Cappy, what's going on, man? How come you're not at a training camp? You strike me as a training camp kind of guy.
I would like to be a training camp kind of guy, but you said it just moments ago. So we're back here at Rams training camp all by ourselves, except
it's
the
just
guy
us
cutting the lawn over there.
Hello!
Cap, it's the timing of your show that is the reason you're not here. If you guys were coming on right now, this place would be a ghost town.
John Ireland.
Like. Yeah, it's like nobody's here.
Did you ever try to do the echo?
The one thing, Cap.
Batting second.
Did they
Gregory Bergman.
Cap, when you were at training camp for the Chargers, for people who don't know, Scott was a college place kicker. They have goalposts here that are smaller than regular goalposts.
Right.
Did they have those back then when you were in camp?
Yeah, kind of. So a goalpost in an NFL game is, I think, 18 feet 6 inches, I think.
Right.
But I think what they do then is they make them half the size. So, like, about 9
to
10
feet. Yeah, look at the ones about 10 feet. Yeah,
because those are the arena. You ever see, like, old-school arena football, like what Kurt Warner used to play in? Like, that was the way they did it. So it was tighter, and it was higher crossbar. But, yeah, that's what these guys do is they aim for the middle, you know? So when you
If you were a younger man, would you be in, like, that AAF or XFL or any of those things tried?
Hell, yeah, I would.
You would?
Yeah, you know, Mace, you're going to love this. You ready?
Yeah.
So when I got done with college, the first thing I had an opportunity to do was go to training camp with the San Diego Chargers back then. But when I got cut by the Chargers, I wanted to go play in the World League of American Football or the NFL Europe, as it was later called. And I was the only kid in America that had a dream of playing for the Amsterdam Admirals. Okay?
Sure.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go play and live in Amsterdam. I thought that would be a lot of fun.
Hell of a town. Have you been to Amsterdam?
I have.
Oh,
but I didn't go as a player. I went as a broadcaster years later.
Oh, well, so you were free to do whatever.
That was one of Mike Trudell's first stops in his career
Amsterdam?
Was NFL Europe. Yeah. No, I think he was in Barcelona.
Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
No.
Oh, God, that place is great.
And the guy who used to buy him dinner, who was the quarterback of the team he covered, was Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury. How about that? Yeah, that's right. He's tight with Kingsbury. I forgot about that.
Really?
I forgot about that. So Cappy, I'm coming down to Del Mar.
Yeah, what's the deal? Do you have more days off coming up or what?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Are you off this week?
I'm off Thursday and Friday this week.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask a quick question, though, about that?
Yeah, sure.
Because, like, for me, taking time off is, like, a hard thing for me to do, okay?
Really?
Whereas
You should meet Mason.
Shows.
The opposite.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's just, like, I just have this thing in my head. Like, I got to get back to work. You know, and so, like, just as an example,
I don't have that thing.
Like last night I was up in Mammoth and this blues festival that I was at was closing up. And then there was an after party and my girlfriend was like, let's go to the after party and let's have more drinks and let's order more food. And I'm like, I kind of want to go home and like start packing up and getting my gear together and getting ready so I can drive from Mammoth to L.A. Like my mind is already back to work. So you have a way of somehow disconnecting and not having any. I have vacation guilt. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I do not. As I've told the story on the air, they paid me less, so I got the full vacation numbers. The vacation is as important. I would be a mess if I wasn't taking regular days off. I would be a mess.
Can we ask Cappy real fast just about the woman that was grabbing his ass on?
So was there a woman grabbing your ass? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, there seems to be some talk about a picture that was posted on social media. As I was standing there wearing a Sedano and Cap ESPN LA t-shirt, and there was a very...
representing.
Right, that's exactly right. And there was a very, very sexy lady, a blonde-haired lady, with a pair of very tight jeans. And quite a tuchus.
God bless her.
Yeah, quite a tuchus, let me tell you. And she was grabbing my ass.
She was?
Yes, and my caption was something like, you know, wearing the Sedano and Cap tee helps you make friends, or something like that, you know? And then, of course, everybody jumped all over me. Where's Rachel? How could she allow this to happen? She took the picture.
I'm looking at the picture. She's definitely into you.
Yeah. Now, what else do we know about this woman?
Well, she's wearing very tight blue jeans.
Exactly.
They had bell bottoms on them.
God bless her.
And she was willing to goose you.
My Christmas goose came a little early, Mace, as a matter of fact.
God. You live such a ridiculous life, Cappy.
You think?
I do. I think, I mean, I love you. You're funny on social media. I totally dig it.
Right,
so what are you going to, you're going to trick
hey,
me out?
But before you ask him that, Jorge, hit the stager.
Oh, yeah, stager.
Yeah, the big CY, Clinton Yates is in the house.
What up?
Oh, hey, CY, what's going on, man?
How we doing? Me and Cappy are looking at each other in the eyeballs. We are both here. This is an excellent Monday.
Oh, you're both in studio today?
Correct.
Very rare.
Oh, yes. Nice.
That is right.
Nice.
Since we're so, kind of like since we're not at training camp, we decided we'd come into the studio.
So I'm looking at the lady who grabbed your ass at the Mammoth Blues Festival or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. Sure.
I think your real girlfriend is better looking than the lady who grabbed your ass.
You can't even see this woman's face, though.
Yeah. How do you know?
I can tell. You can't. I see a picture of Rachel, and I just can't imagine that that woman is more attractive than your girlfriend.
What was actually happening here, Cappy? Like, I mean, I get the joke, but like, this woman's hand is definitely in the loins region. You know what I'm saying? Like
that. Oh yeah, she's down in it.
I mean, I realize Rachel took the picture, but I mean, is this an excused absence or what happened?
It's a very excused absence. What happened is after she grabbed and she went in for a little touch, I asked her. I said, "How's my phone feel?" Because my freaking cell phone was in my left back pocket.
Nice.
This woman could have been touching me in a way that I would have enjoyed very much, but instead she was freaking touching my phone.
Right.
That's where it was, in the wrong place.
Okay. All right. I don't know that I'm just assuming this woman is... How do you know this, Mason? What are you going on here? Is it a sense of style thing? Because this shirt is also very, like... I don't know.
I think it's kind of stylish. She's got a bunch of bracelets on. I see women doing that. She's got blonde hair, probably extensions, tight jeans. Yeah, I think she looks great.
Wow, you're just a hater.
No, what was hate? I was loving that. I was loving her up.
Don't hate. Why do you mention probably extensions?
Because I know what extensions look like.
Yeah. I think she's a Cap. I want to know more about this woman who grabbed your ass.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Mace,
I want to know more about her too.
I got a question for you. We obviously saw earlier today we had the passing of Olivia Newton-John. And
yes.
I'm just wondering for you, because I was talking about this with Cappy before the show, sort of out of my demo for a lot of different reasons. However,
sure.
I'm well familiar with her work just in terms of having observed and living in this on this globe. How hard did this hit somebody like you? Like, where does this fall for you in terms of important people in your life, Herb?
It's funny. You know, I was never a Grease fan. I was never a fan of the movie Grease. A lot of people of my generation, like Ireland, did you like Grease?
Lisa Ireland's favorite
show. So I never got into Grease. But I'll say this about Olivia Newton-John. You know, I walk to the West Garage every day, and one of the records, they have those big records mounted in the ground, like Record of the Year, Song of the Year for each year. I walk by Olivia Newton-John's all the time. She won Best Record for Honestly Love You in like 1975 or 76, something like that. I have fond memories of her. She's a beautiful woman, just a beautiful woman.
Yeah, there is not a Ute in California who did not have a crush on Olivia Newton-John when Grease came out.
And physical, the way that record broke out right in the midst of the aerobics craze, I mean, she was a gigantic deal.
Nice.
So it didn't hit me that hard. How old was she?
73.
73
right.
Today.
Yeah, that's probably too young, right?
Way too young.
Yeah, that's
way
too young.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Because my mother's about to turn 73.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah,
that's tough.
And it's like, whoa, 73? Because at 73, you could just be walking around and then all of a sudden just die.
Oh, bro. I mean, we've talked about
this. Oh, that's true. You can drop that on a dime.
Yeah, right. We've talked about this a couple times. If I knew I could get a clean, like, 77, but it had to happen at whatever, you know, that last year, I'd take that
77?
Over. 77 years. I don't really need more years than that.
No, no.
I think I'm good.
I need a few more. 77's your number? What's your number, Mace?
85.
Okay.
85.
John Ireland?
90.
Wow.
Right on the number.
90.
Right on the number.
Yeah.
Well, I just can't imagine moving around.
Three of my four grandparents made it to 90.
That would be like you and I would be doing the show for another 25 years?
No way.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe since we're both going to be alive, we might as well just keep doing it. No.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever getting a level 8, personally. That's just
77, though.
I mean, I'm good with that. Past 75, I've seen as much as I need to see. Like, unless
Go ahead. Clinton, we had this question come up on Game of Games last week.
Okay.
A fortune teller who is never wrong makes you aware that you are going to have something happen next week that changes your life forever. All right? That's all you know.
Operative word, life.
Yeah. It's a big deal that changes your life forever. Would you want to know what it is?
Yes, absolutely. I'm that kind of a person. If I'm watching a movie and it's not moving fast enough, I will go to the wiki, read it, see what happens, and then kind of not pay attention. I'm that kind of a person.
No. Cap, how about you?
I want the complete opposite. I want to be totally surprised. I have a few things on my mind that it could be right away, and then who knows what will really happen. When all four of my children were born, I never knew the sex of any of the kids beforehand.
Really?
Not one time.
The last natural surprise, you did that?
Not one time.
That's cool.
Four of them, not one time.
You didn't do one of those things where you shoot confetti out of a cannon and let everybody know what kind of baby you're going
to
have?
I know everybody
Which
today,
always seems to go wrong, oh, yeah, by the way.
Everybody loves the reveal nowadays. You know, I just saw a buddy of mine who's 55 years old, who has like three children, all like 20, 18, 16, but he's now getting remarried to a much younger woman. And so they had the reveal on Instagram.
Oh.
And I was like, bro.
Too old for this.
Like, you're 55. Okay, I get it that she's 30. I got it, dude. Congrats. All right, mazel tov to you, my brother. But really, a reveal on Instagram?
What did they do? Was it like a baseball bat? Did somebody saw open a tree or something? Another crazy accident that probably was going to put somebody in the hospital? What'd they do?
They did some kind of a thing in their backyard, and they had what looked like a firecracker shooter thingy.
Oh, God. This is never good.
Exactly.
It explodes in someone's face. Right. It takes an eye out.
Pink smoke everywhere. People are sneezing hysterically.
So, speaking of your friend, did you guys see where Dane Cook, who's 50, is marrying a woman who's 23. You guys see that story?
I did. That's
are you jealous and you go, wow, good for him? Or are you like, that's a little creepy?
It's very creepy because it also gets into the when did you know this person and how did you meet them territory.
it's like the Celine Dion and her husband thing.
Yeah, and it's just
the
like,
same thing.
He's posted pictures of game nights he would have with his friends, and it's just like, it gets very close to something that I don't like thinking about. You know what I mean? Like, this is not a good look for Dane Cook.
If I run into Dane Cook and his new wife, I am 100% the guy who says, hey, is this your daughter?
Yeah.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Right.
Where you go to college?
Yeah, nice.
Exactly.
Like, that would be me. I would do that.
She looks that young. I mean, it's a weird deal. So, no, there's no part of me that's jealous outside of maybe my bank account size.
The other thing, Clinton, is, I've been, so I'll tell the story. So I've been in this situation probably long before Juan. I was dating this younger guy. And
how much younger?
I was, he was probably 20 years younger than me.
Wow.
So legit.
So was, you were like 40,
I was 40 and
he was 20.
Yeah,
okay.
Something like that. So
I'm straight. I'm saying, I'm
off. Go on. Let's get to the end.
Okay. So here's the rest of the story. So, you know, we go to bed and I'm reading a book on presidential history. He's playing like a Game Boy or something. Like, we have absolutely nothing in common. We have nothing to talk about. I'm reading presidential history. You're playing Game Boy. Why are we even in the same ballpark?
You know what I would have told you? Had you told me this story back then?
What?
Talking's overrated.
Yeah.
There's only one reason you would be together with that dude.
Wow. How did you meet that person?
I think crawling around the back of a bar, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's always a fail-safe if you're crawling around the back of a bar.
So that's the way Bergman does it now. Bergman, are you crawling
down? That's all I do. I'm constantly up
bars. Bergman is in search of an heiress.
Yes.
We have a very specific model we're looking for Greg.
Well, wait.
Million-dollar net worth or less or more, I mean.
More. Okay, yeah.
More.
Didn't Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, didn't they just break up?
Yeah.
So,
Bergie, maybe it's time for Kim to settle down with a regular kind of guy.
She's hotter than hot, and she's got $200 million.
Let me tell you something. The other thing, and we talk about how hot she is and how much she sells and all that stuff. I watched her on with David Letterman this weekend.
Yeah, I thought she came off really good.
She came off great. She is really smart. She's passionate about criminal justice issues. She clearly loves her family and loves the fact that they get to be together and to do this show. Like, I came away with a real appreciation for her.
I've said tons of times. Kim Kardashian does something better than a lot of people do, which is the hardest thing to do in America, which is get people to like you. It's very simple. That's not an easy skill. And the Kardashians is an American television family as iconic as any other, as far as I'm concerned. And Kim Kardashian leads that way. People talk about this and talk about that. It is not easy to get that many people to like you in this country, period. Never mind monetize it. Kim Kardashian is a genius.
Hear this, Bergie? Now, she sounds like a very regular, nice person. Even though your perception is that she likes to go out with the ball players and the rappers and whatever, it's time for her to get together with a really nice guy.
She went out with Pete Davidson. She could go out with anybody.
Right.
So is this like Cappy, is this like you with Jennifer Aniston? I got a shot?
Oh, dude, I've got a huge shot with Jennifer Aniston. You don't understand.
I actually agree
no,
with this.
No, I do, dude. Mace, I'm telling
and I
you.
I think Rachel should be offended by this.
No, she shouldn't be. And if anything, Rachel would help me
I was gonna say,
with Jennifer Aniston.
Taking pictures.
Just look at the pictures, Mace.
Lisa once said to me, if you can close the deal with Kate Beckinsale, you go for it, honey.
Did she really?
I love that.
I took it as a little condescending.
That
actually.
Is very condescending, actually, but it's funny. Yeah.
I actually was denied. I asked for a get-out-of-jail-free card for Keanu Reeves, and I was denied.
Yeah, wow. I was given one, and then she laughed.
I feel like the time you got to flip the hall pass is when, like, the in-game situation. You don't need to preset that up. That's a scenario where you're like, if you happen to be in Monmouth and Jennifer comes rolling by the tent you're at, that's when you make the ask. Yeah. You say, hey, by the way, this is right in front of me, this situation right now. Harder to say no to that.
Yeah, listen, I really do believe that when the time comes where Jennifer Aniston and I do meet, there's
delusional.
A real relationship possibility.
Just
the thing,
delusional.
No, but hold on. Here's
no,
the thing.
Cap,
but Mace,
I've been supportive of this plan
thank you.
From the beginning.
Thank you. But Mace, one thing. You ready? If it doesn't happen in the next, call it, I'm going to say, if it doesn't happen in the next 5 to 7 years.
Okay, 5 to 7 years.
It has to happen while Jennifer Aniston and I are still, like, hot.
Right. Or at not least bags of
okay.
meat.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like, did you say?
Because me, I'm not hot now or then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would abandon this part of the plan, Cap. You know I'm supportive.
The 5 to 7
this,
years
yeah,
plan.
This part we must still be hot yeah. kind of ruins it. Yeah,
oh,
you
really?
Gotta, you,
so if we're both like 80, you know, and it's like I'm calling my kids. You're never going to believe it. I'm now dating Jennifer Aniston. All these years later, I become an
so
old
your
Jewish
voice
man.
Just
right.
transforms.
I become like an old Jewish man.
Once you get to level 8,
right.
What
like,
hey, happened to you?
What can I tell you? But I'm dating Jennifer Aniston now. But
I love it.
You became the old guy Eddie Murphy did in the barbershop
right.
in Coming
right.
to
right.
America.
That's
exactly.
right. That's who I became.
Pace the soup. Pace the soup.
How the Rams looking, though?
It is,
guys, how are the Rams looking, though? There's always the eyeball test when you're out there, just in terms
they
of
look
the vibe
great.
And everything.
They look like Super Bowl champions to me. I'm
really?
Going to be honest.
Really?
Just my, at first glance and seeing 2 days of practice, I would say Lombardi part deux.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Have you had a chance to have a catch? Or have a
No! Never got to have a catch.
Never got to have a catch?
Really didn't come close today.
No, didn't come close. Well, here's one of the things. I wanted to have a catch with Matthew Stafford. Now, I'm not going to be the guy that breaks Matthew Stafford's elbow, so I don't want to play catch with Matthew Stafford.
Right.
But I would have played catch with the Wolf. Woo! That's our backup.
Are you guys contractually obligated to do that every time the name comes up? Because I've heard it quite
no,
a few times
no,
today.
But we like it. It's fun.
I am scarred by your dreams
oh,
are
really?
The Rams' nightmare.
Yeah, that's Kevin Demoff.
Okay.
Sadly.
All right.
What did he say, Kevin Demoff?
He said,
hey,
go ahead and play it. Play it
Cappy.
One more time, Jorge.
Let me hear this.
I am scarred by your dreams
oh,
are
really?
The Rams' nightmare.
I am scarred.
I don't understand
your
what that means.
Are the Rams' nightmare.
Hey, Cap, let me get this in before we get out of here. Because
yeah.
I watched, I don't know if you watched any of the Dodger-Padre games
yeah,
over the
course.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Did you watch Saturday night at all?
Yes, on my phone at a blues festival. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, Trey Turner hits a ground ball at Manny Machado.
Right.
It hits him in the knee, and he literally makes no effort to run after the
Zero.
Ball. He walks after the ball into the outfield. In the meantime, Mookie Betts just keeps running, goes from first to third. Trey Turner ends up on second. I mean, it was the most blatant, I don't care about hustling effort I've seen in 5 years. Do people in San Diego not get sick of this guy?
No.
That's a major leaguer.
No, it's the weirdest thing. Because when Manny Machado played for the Dodgers, of course, everybody in the Padres, you know, everybody there hated him. But now that he's your guy, now you love him, so you make excuses for him. And I knew this was going to happen. As soon as the Padres got swept, and by the way, once they'd lost the series, I was like, okay, here come the excuses. The number one excuse you're going to hear is, wait till Tatis comes back. Because when Tatis comes back, then we can actually see what the Padres are versus what the Dodgers are. But if you're the Dodgers, you're like, yeah, wait till we start bringing back everybody. Because we're
wait till we get Walker Buehler back.
Right. And everybody
wait
else
till we
that's
get
coming
Dustin
back.
May. Yeah.
Yeah, I just find it almost offensive as a baseball fan that this guy doesn't care enough to even attempt to hustle. I mean, you, Clinton, when you see this, you won't believe it.
I saw it after the ball. And
it
was, it's one of those things where, you know, his own record has saying, I'm not a big hustle guy. Yeah. Like
I'm not Johnny Hustle. Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
You don't hear that a lot. And so I think that for
one thing you can control as an athlete, right?
Sure, but I think a lot of San Diego fans now just realize that. That's not what you're getting out of Manny. Yeah. Stop asking for it. You know what I'm saying? And the level of hope that is there with Padres fans is probably higher than it's ever been. So sure. Manny Machado not sort of legging out a ball that he boots, I feel like is very low on the priority list, even though personally to me, John, I find it quite odious. I'm not going to lie. I'm with you.
Yeah, just didn't get it. All right, you guys got a bunch of stuff coming up. Yeah. Both of them in studio.
Yeah, Kevin, both of them.
Yes, sir.
Mace, I want to hear what we're going to do on Friday, Mace. Come on.
Yeah, what are we going to do on Friday? Are you going to show me around?
Yes,
Delmar,
I'm
going to
show you a great time.
Awesome.
I'm just going to
awesome.
We'll take the day off. I got to take the day off like you have the day off.
Yeah, take the day off.
All right, I'll do
we'll
it.
We'll go to the track.
All right.
All right, coming up next for you is the Shedano and Cappy show today. It is Cappy and Clinton Yates. We're back tomorrow at 1. Thanks to everybody from the Rams. Great time at training camp, and we'll see you tomorrow, 710 ESPN.